Boeing presents another in a series of essays from contemporary opinion leaders. Today, President of the North American Vexillological Association and U.S. flag expert, David Martucci.
Americans love their flag. It's perhaps the ultimate expression of what it means to be an American. Regardless of political philosophy or opinion, the flag represents us all. And at the same time, it transcends any attempt to define its symbolism. The Stars and Stripes was born on June 14, 1777, with a single tersely worded sentence: "Resolved that the flag of the United States be 13 stripes, alternate red and white, that the Union be 13 stars, white in a blue field, representing a new constellation." The entire meaning of the red, white, and blue is left freely to the imagination of the American people, with no specifications given for the exact pattern or dimension until President Taft standardized the design in 1912. Nor has there ever been any government-ordained symbolism to believe in. Americans took the flag to heart immediately. We constantly renew its meaning and importance in our lives. It's the most changed flag in the world, having been officially amended 27 times. It is not a static thing. It is dynamic and alive. Ours was the first to be termed a national flag. Before it, only kings and governments and armies had flags, but Old Glory belongs to a people, not to a government. Even today, the British Union Jack technically belongs to the Crown. In addition to its obvious symbolism, that of 13 states grown to 50, yet one nation, Americans understand the flag in many different ways. Still, we believe in one flag, and how it defines us all. E pluribus unum, out of many, one. For Americans, the flag is much more than a piece of cloth. We keep it in our hearts. It is the story of who we are, what we believe in, and where we are going. A story that has not yet been fully written.
Boeing, forever new frontiers.